Okay, let's start our discussion of Chulin Daf Tzadi Beis. Chulin Tzadi Beis. We are on Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis. We'll start with Meisve. A couple lines up from the 10 lines up from the bottom or so. So we're here is talking about the Chazals relating to Yaakov Avinu coming back and to have his dream on Har HaMoriah and the Malachim going up and down. We've got a lot more to talk about in that context. Kadosh Baruch Hu took all of Eretz Yisrael and folded it under Yaakov Avinu. That was Maisa of Asim Labanim, the Ramban, in Parshas Bereishis, which we didn't read yesterday, just to read a sentence today. But again, that is the Ramban about Maisa Avos Yitzira Labanim, not just Maisa Avos Simon Labanim, but Maisa Avos really creates the and lays the foundation for what is going to happen later in history. That's the Ramban in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav. Chol Mashira La'avo Simon Labanim. He uses the Lashon, but then he quotes Lachen Yaricho Aksuvim. He says that's why we find many times in Sefer Bereishis and in Nevi'im that forefathers or prophets were told to do something, even though it might seem strange somewhat, or it's an action that, what does it mean? If it's for thousands of years later, it's something related. That's the magical principle of Maisa Avos Yitzira Labanim. V'lchein yarichu aksuvim b'sipur ha-masos v'chafiras ha-be'eros v'shar ha-mikrim v'yachshav ha-choshev b'hem. And the one who's reading might think, Kiluhem dvar miyutarim, ein bohem toelus. What is his gain? What's happening with the Avos and the wells and the walking across Eretz Yisrael, v'chulu, v'kulam bohem olamed ala asid. It's all being malamed on the future. It's for us to think about, and also vida ki kol gzeiras irin kasher teitze mikoach gzeira el poel dimyon tia hagzeira miskayemas al kapanim. If there's a physical action that's associated with the nevuah, so then that gives the nevuah more teeth, and it is for sure going to happen. And that's why you find, for example, like Yirmiyahu was told to take a scroll and put it on a rock and throw it into Nachal Prat. Elisha was told to shoot the arrow. Right? Many different stories in Sefer Malachim and Sefer Yirmiyahu relating to this. Laficha hechzik Avram Hakadosh Baruch Hu as Avram ba'aretz vasalo demyonos bechala asid lehayasos bizarro vehavein zeh, says the Ramban. And that's why Avraham Avinu was told to walk all around the Eretz Yisrael to be koneh, so to speak. That's Gemara Bava Basra even learns kini chazaka from some of these psukim, and that is exactly what we learned yesterday in terms of all of Eretz Yisrael being nechbash and nechpal under Yaakov Avinu, and Hashem protecting and watching over Yaakov in that spot. So at the end we said that Yaakov Avinu says to the Malach, where are you going? And the Malach says, Shalcheni ki ola hashachar, I have to leave. And he says, why are you leaving? Are you a ganav, kabustis? The Malach says, no, I have to go sing Shira. I have to sing Shira. A Malach's existence is Shira. Right? Many talk about exactly what does it mean in this case. But the Gemara said, Mesayile, Lorav Chananel Amarav. This was approved through Rav Chananel Amar Rav, because Rav Chananel Amar Rav, it's a support. He says that the Malachi Hashareis form three groups, and they sing Shira every day. One says Kadosh, one says Kadosh, and one says Kadosh Hashem Tzvakos. Right? We say in Davening, Kadosh, 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 we're quoting the Malachim. And Baruch Kavod, we're quoting the Malachim. So that's what the Gemara says. Go to the Marsha here, Ba'arichus, where he talks all about the messages and the deeper ideas of this Gemara. But Meisve says the Gemara, really, is it really true what Rav Chananel Amar Rav says, that some halachim say Kadosh, and some say Kadosh, and some say Kadosh Hashem? But look at the following brisa. Chaviv in Yisrael, of Ne'egadosh Baruch Hu, Yosef, Malachi Hashareis, B'nei Yisrael are even more chaviv, in a certain sense, than angels. She Yisrael, Omer, Shira, B'chol Shah. We are always singing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. O Malachi Hashareis, Omri ain Omrim Shira Ela Pamachas Bayom. Meaning we can always sing Shira. We can daven, we can say brachas, as we'll see. But they say Shira only one time a day. V'yamri la pamachas b'Shabbos, maybe one time a week. V'yamri la pamachas b'Chodesh. V'yamri la pamachas b'Shana, maybe once a month, maybe once a year. V'yamri la pamachas b'Shavua, once every 7 years. V'yamri la pamachas b'Yovel. V'yamri la pamachas b'Olam. Meaning there's, we could talk about what the different messages of this are, but Malachim, they're not created for consistent and Shira all the time. They have a certain tafkid, and that's it. V'Yisrael maskirin et Hashem, that's one difference, that we say Shira all the time, and Malachim say Shira only at certain moments. Again, the message might be, we can say Shira all the time, we have a potential, and we have something to accomplish every moment. Or like the Navi talks about how B'nai Yisrael humans are called Mahalchim, unlike Malachim who are called Omdim. A malach is created for a certain tachlis and a certain tafkid, and he does it, and that's it. And that's the shira. B'nai Yisrael, we can sing shira all the time. We could fulfill our purpose all the time, right? Over and over again, we could try to meet the challenge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in front of us. And also, and this is the kasha on Rev Chananel, V'Yisrael maskir netz Hashem achar shtei tevos. We say Shem Hashem even after just two words. Shedemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right after two words, we're already able to say Shem Hashem. V'gomer. O'malachay Hashari say maskir netz Hashem ela achar gimel tevos. And malachim only after three words. Dichsiv, kedichsiv, kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos. Right, and they have three words. That's the kasha. Rav Chananel says there are three groups, and one group says Kadosh Hashem. Right, that was the kasha. But this is the brisa that the Bnei Yisrael say it after two words, and Malachim say it only after three words. The Taras Chaim says that whenever we think about Shem Hashem, whatever we do, it's always after two words. Umitam Zeh says the Taras Chaim, one of the acronym here, called Davar Shebekdusha, V'chol Chova HaMutal Ala Adam, L'Kadei Shol Levarech, Yisnu Chazal, Shol Lahaskar Hashem, L'Achar Shei Tevos. Right? Every bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. Right? Just like Shema Yisrael Hashem. It's always two words, and then Shem Hashem. Every bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. And Kadesh, Yiskadal V'Yiskadash, Shmei, Rabbah. Right? Shem Hashem is after two words, even in Aramaic. Yiskadal V'Yiskadash, Shmei, Rabbah. Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach. Right, it's two words. And then the Shem, right, Chazal, based on this Gemara, this idea, enacted the Lashonos of what we say. The Maharal here has a beautiful idea, where he says, what's the idea of the Malachim after three, and we're after two? Says the Maharal, in the Chulshi Agadus. Bir ha'inyan zeh, ki Malachim ein lohem shum hitztarfus al Hashem Yisbarach. Malachim have no inherent connection, unifying ability with Hashem. V'hu Yisbarach nivdal mehem. Hashem created them, but he's nivdal. Lefichach i'efshar sheyazkiru shmo rak achar gimel tevos. That's why it's only after three words. Why? Because up until three, there's a chibur. Right? If there's three, then there's the beginning, the middle, and the end. So that's a unit. Three is one unit. If it's outside of the three, so then it's separate from the unit. Ad gimel yesh kan siruf v'chibur, ki ha'echad hu rosh v'asheni ha'emsa v'ashlishi hu sof, v'ha rosh v'ha'emsa v'ha'sof, hei mitztarfim l'chol davar la'olam, ki hei mitchabrim u'miskashrim yachad. And that's why Malachim have to wait after three words. And that shows that he's nivdal mehem l'gamrei. Aval Yisrael, we are banim la'makom, v'ha'ben mitztarif el'av. Right, we are connected. Maharal writes a whole sefer about this Netzach Yisrael, especially in Perek Yud Aleph. In Netzach Yisrael, he talks all about the unbreakable bond between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem. That's with a ben and an av. He goes through, well, the whole purpose of the world is Torah, and Torah is only fulfilled by Bnei Yisrael, so therefore the world can't exist without Bnei Yisrael. A lot of discussion, but there, the whole sefer, but especially in Perek Yud Aleph, that's the Maharal himself. So, lefichach, Yisrael maskir mishmo, achar beis tevo, shma Yisrael Hashem. And therefore, we are connected. The ode, and then he says, three, within three is lavud. It's lavud, as we know. Within three, tvachim is lavud, as we know from Maseches Sukkah. And therefore, we're within lavud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, with less than three. Lakach Hashem Yisbarach Shu Nivdal Man HaMalachim Maskir Shvachar Gimel, Ki Bazein Lam Zirif Aleihem, Ki Shlosh She'eno Kalavud, Avo Yisrael Nikru Banim, V'Lahavein Yesh Lo Zirif Ala'av, Lakach Maskir Shvachar Beis Tevos, Ki Shnayim Heim Kalavud. That is the Maharal right here. So it's fascinating. The Malachim are not connected. They're not connected. They're next to, but they're not connected. We can be connected. Maybe it's like Aldera Drush, the Ran, about when you have like items, so then they can coexist, they don't blend in. Right? The malachim are totally spiritual creatures, however one describes a malach, and therefore they coexist, but they don't blend in, they're not misbatel, they don't combine. While Bnei Yisrael, we're humans, we are physical, and therefore when we connect with spirituality, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you might say somewhat there's a difference, and therefore there could be bittel, so to speak, and they can be connected. Okay, but either way, that's the Maharal right here, and the Torah is Chaim. So the Gemara asked the Kasha. So how could Rav Chananel say that one group says Kaddish, one says Kaddish, one says Kaddish Hashem? The Brisa says that the Malachim only say it after three words. And also, continuing the Brisa, we didn't finish the Brisa yet. Vein Malach Esher is Omerim Shira Lamala, Ashi Omer Yisrael Lamata. Bnei Yisrael don't sing Shira Lamala until Bnei Yisrael have said Shira Lamata. Shneamar Biron Yachad kochve boker, right? Together, kochve boker, v'hadar, and only after that, v'yariyo kol b'nei elokim. And therefore, you see, we go first. So the Gemara answers, Ella, you're right. Achaz omeres, kadosh, v'achaz omeres, kadosh, kadosh, v'achaz omeres, kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvakos. So, reread Rav Hananel, really he means, right, there's no, the Malachim don't say it before three words. V'ha'ika baruch, what about the other phrase? They say, baruch kvod Hashem imkomo. That's after two words. So that's like, B'nai Yisrael. So Gemara answers, ofanim hu da'amri leh. That's the ofanim. The ofanim are different type of Malachim. Different type of Malachim. And therefore, Rashi says on the bottom, Shehem mikisei hakavod atzmo, v'chi amrinan anan b'malachim. We're talking about malachim, not ofanim. Different levels of malachim, as we'll read soon. V'yibayaseima or kiva nesiav reshusa isyahem. Once they started with kadosh kadosh, and they've already gotten reshus to say it at the three, so then they're already, you know, have the audience, and therefore they are able to continue and say it even after two. The Rambam talks about the different levels of Malachim in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, and the Rambam says in Perek Beis that the Malachim, first of all, there are different levels. Levels obviously aren't physically, but conceptually. Zesha marna lamata mima'alaso eno mima'alas makom kemo adam sheyushiv lamala mechavero ela kemo sheomer b'shtei chachamim, like you say about two wise men. One is gadol mechavero b'chachma. It means in Maila, Shula Mala Mala Social Ze. Shinui Shemos Malachim al Shema Lusamu, the Fichach Nikram Chayos Akodesh, Vim Lamala Menakol. Chayos are the highest. Va'ofanim, the Erelim, the Chashmalim, Visrafim, Umalachim, Elohim, Bnei Elohim, Kruvim, Ishim. All of those are the levels of Malachim. Kalelu Asar Hashemos Shinikrubam Malachim, al Shem Eser Hamala Shalahem Haim. Umala Shein Lamala Mimenu, Elamala Sakel Barachu, Humala Satsuros Shinikros Chayos. Chayos are the highest level. The Yechezkel, and in the, what he talks about, and Yishayo, when they talk about different types of Malachim. So he talks about the Ofanim and the Chayos. We don't know what this means. We don't know what this means, what he saw in his vision. But that's the Rambam, that the highest level are the Chayos, and the lowest level, so to speak, are the Ishim. Ve'ema malachim shemedabrim im hanaviyim. Ve'nira lehem mar nevua. The ones that are connected and communicate with human beings are the lowest level. The lowest level. Lefichach nikru Ishim. That's why they're Ishim. Shemalasam krova bima'alas das ha'adam. And then the Rambam adds, V'chal hatsuros ha'elu chayim, Umakirim esaborei, v'yodin osei dea gadola ad lemaod. All of these beings have a recognition of Hashem very deeply. Dea gadola ad lemaod. Kol tzura v'tzura lefi malasa, lo lefi gadlo. Afilu maila harishona inecholo lahasig amitas aborei kama shehi elodaita kasar lahasig. But even the chayos cannot understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, even the highest levels. Avo maseges viodas yeser mimasha maseges viodas sur shalamati mimena. But it just achieves higher than the level under it. V'chein kol ma'al v'ma'al ad ma'al asiris gam hi yodas haborei deya she'ein koach b'nei adam hamuchubarim migolem v'tzura yachol lahasig v'leida kamosa. The lowest level, and this is more than we do, but that's not compared to the higher. V'akol ena yodas haborei kamo shehu yodeya atzmo. And can't understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the philosophical phrase, if I would understood, I would be. Right? Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu could understand, so to speak, himself. Okay, so that's in terms of the Ofanim Muda'amri Leh, as the Gemara says. There is an Archa Shulchan in Hilcha Shabbos. Right? What does the Gemara say here? Malachim don't say Shira unless B'nai Yisrael say Shira first. Don't we say Nusach Svard, davening, Keser Yitnu Lacha, Yachad! Yachad, together, everybody says it. Yachad kulam kedusha l'chay yishaleshu. Right, so yachad, what do you mean? Our Gemara says it's not together. Our Gemara says we say first. Ask the Aruch HaShulchan, Eich eshalom arkein, reish pei vav sif gimel. We say in chulin, Eich omem yachad kulam kedusha l'chay yishaleshu. V'yish lomar, says the Aruch HaShulchan, tekivan, tekfar yisrael amur b'shachres kedusha. Once we already said it in kedusha, therefore we can say it together now. Just like the Gemara kind of says in the second answer here, once it starts, then we could all say it together. Then he talks about why we say Shema and Kedusha, because there was a time when there was a Gzeira that we weren't allowed to say Shema, so we put it into Kedusha, and we just continue the Minhag now. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, different psukim in Navi, still referring to the story of Yaakov and the
malach.
Right, and that's why this is here in Paragit Hanasha, because we talk about the battle. Remember, it started yesterday. What did the malach look like? Like a Talmud Chacham, like an Obed of Adazara. It went up to the Kisi HaKavid. Which leg, as we saw, Pachim Ktanim, was on yesterday's daf. So now we continue from a pasuk in Hosea. Vayasar as el malach vayuchal. He fought with the malach, and Rashi quotes, Mikra hu betreyasar. Rashi knows that not everybody is familiar with psukim in Treyasar. See, it's Treyasar, the first Treyasar, Hosea. But Mikro betreyasar, vayasar el malach vayuchal. So he was at the malach vayuchal, and he was able. Bacha vayischanen lo, he cried, and he pleaded with him. So, who is that referring to? Eini yodea minas es sar lami. Vayasar, and he was like a prince. Who is a sar to who? Kamoshu omer, ki sarisa, and who succeeded? Kishu omer ki sarisa im Elokim. When the malach says afterwards, you are a sar to Hashem, to Elokim, to angels, havi omer, again, I'm translating it as angel, because we have no other word to translate it as. But in Elokim, havi omer, Yaakov nasa sar lamalach. Must be Yaakov was the sar to the malach, that's the sar. Bacha vayischanin lo, he cried, eini yodea mi bacha lami, who cried to who? Shomer vayomer shalcheni, havi omer, malach bacha li Yaakov. Right, send me, so who's doing the crying? Who's doing the begging? The malach is asking Yaakov to send me away. Ki sarisa im alokim v'in ama anashim. Right, the pasuk on the malachim say you fought, you overcame Elohim and anashim. So what is that referring to? Amar Rabba, remez ramazlo. Shasid and shnei sarim, let's say, is bimenu. So the Elohim and anashim and the sarisa is a reference to later descendants. Rosh Gola Shebe Bavel Venasi Shebe Eretz Yisrael. The head of the Jews in Bavel, the Resh Galusa, and the head of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, the Nasiim, right, descendants of David HaMelech. So the two leaders, again, generally the Nasi, and there was more of the religious, and the Resh Galusa was more of the political, but again, not Dafka. There were times that it wasn't. But anyway, these are the leaders of Eretz Yisrael later on in history, and that's alluded to in the Kisa Risa. Right, Rashi says, Nasi Sheb Eretz Yisrael, Shesmuchim Heim, Nasi Nasiim Hav Smicha, B'nikram Elohim, Ad Elohim Yavod Devar Shnehem, V'manashim Rosh Hagola. That's the reference to the two. The Ramban talks about in his commentary Ala Torah, what Rashi quotes here and what the Gemara alludes to, that Elohim are leaders, human beings. Right, Elohim can mean human beings, right? It's not just Elohim as Hashem, as Elokeinu, but Elohim as human beings, right? This is mentioned in Mishpatim, I think the first time this comes up, when it refers to judges. Right, the pasuk says, by Eved Ivri, V'igishu Adonav Elho Elohim. The master will bring him to the Elohim. Lebezdin, Tzorach Shi Malach B'mochrab Shemachru Lo. You have to go to the Bezdin. David Ezra, the Ramban quote, says, Kinikro Ashoftim Elohim. Why are the Shoftim called Elohim? Ba'avur shehem mekayme mishpatei ha'elokim ba'aretz. They help keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godly word in the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants order, law and order, and the judges help keep that. And therefore they're called Elohim because they do the job of Elohim. Right, that's why the judges are called Elohim, says the Eben Ezra. Ula Daiti says the Ramban differently. Yomar kasuv yigishu adonav Elohim adonav yavod v'ashneim lirmoz. It means Hashem sitting there in judgment with you. There's a hashras hashchina. Hu yatzdik, v'hu yarshia. There's a special siyata d'shmaya that's given to the judges when they're judging properly. V'zeo shamar asher yarshia Elohim, v'kacho amar ki Moshe ki yamishpat le'elokimu, v'kacho amar Yehoshaphat, ki lo la'adam tishpatu, ki la'ashem, v'imachem d'var mishpat. Right, it says Elohim, not because they are functioning, doing God's job, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. There's Hashras HaShechina, Elohim Nitzah Ba'adas Kel. So he talks in the footnote, he quotes from the Panim Yafos, Nigru Dayanim Elohim, Kiva Shashchina Shor Bahem, V'kach Amru Hadon Din Emes Nasa Shutuf HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'isa Bracious, Shenat Nivru B'Shem Elohim. That's the Elohim. The Ramban cross-references this also in Dvarim, when he talks about the concept of Kasher Zomim Elo Kasher Asa, the challenging halacha that seems to go, how do you say, once the Edom Zomimin, they wanted to do something, so they're punished, but if they actually succeeded, they're not punished, right? Hargu Ein Haragin, the Mishneh Maseches Makos. Why is that? So says the Ramban, Yes, it's probably Xeris HaKasuv, but then he gives a svara. V'atam bazeh, ki ba'avur, ki ha'mishpat o'edim zomimin b'xeris ha'shalit. He starts off by saying, Xeris HaKasuv. Shehem shnayim v'shnayim. Why do you believe that this one's over those? V'kashaya, and the whole, right? If the person really deserved to die, Hashem wouldn't have allowed the Edom Zomim to come and prevent the guy from being killed. Avalam Nerag Ruvain. But if he was ultimately killed, nachshov shahaya emes, kol sheheidu alav harishonim, ki hu ba'avono meis, v'ilu hayetzadik lo yazvenu Hashem biyadam. It can't be, says the Ramban, that Hashem would have let it happen, so to speak. There's a hashras hashchina, and he would have let an innocent person die. Even if he's not chayev misa for this, he must have been chayev misa for some other reason, says the Ramban. K'mo she'amar ha'kazav Hashem lo yazvenu biyado, v'lo yarshienu bi'shavto. Va'od, שלא ייתן השם השופטים צדיקים עומדים לפניו לשפוך דם נקי, כי המשפט אלוקים הוא, ובקרב אלוקים ישבות. Right, all quotes all the psukim, like he did in Bereishis. V'hinei kol zeh maila gadola b'shofti Yisrael v'avtacha shekadosh baruch hu maskim al yadam, a promise that Hashem gives them, v'imahim b'dvar hamishpat. And therefore, that's part of this, even though he starts off by saying Zeris HaKasuv, but then he gives the svara for the kasher zama. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. We have the pasuk referring to the Sar HaMashkim. The Sar HaMashkim has the dream of the vines. Ubegefen shlosha sarigim. And on my vine, there were three clusters. Three clusters of grapes. So we are going to have now seven or eight different pshatim. What is the allusion to the grapes and the clusters and the leaves and the vines of the Sar HaMashkim? Why are there so many pshatim for this pasuk of the Sar HaMashkim? You know, why Dafka here? Why, how did Chazal know that this is somewhat, Mirame something? So again, the Maharal says, this is the beginning of it all. This is the beginning of Jewish history. Yosef going up. Yosef becoming in control. Yosef being there when his brothers come down. All of Shibud Mitzrayim is about to start the process. You might say it started when Yosef originally went down. But this is really Yosef being in charge. Says the Ramban, says the Maharal, if this dream took place at this moment in history, it must be that there's something deeper here. V'daitam ki, says, Da, kol ha'chamim daitam ki ha'chalom shasar ha'mashke hu merameh zalinin Yisrael. Why is that? So he says, Rak mepedei shebo haschalas geulas Yisrael. Sha'al yidei ha'chalom ba Yaakov liyosef l'mitzrayim. V'lo kona Yisrael ma'alasam ki yim b'mitzrayim. Ki b'mitzrayim hoti Hashem Yisbarach osam. V'hevi osam al ma'ala gadol shalachem lo va'am. This led to Shibud, Yitziah, Maimar Sinai, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kisal Eretz Yisrael, V'im Lo Kain, Lo Hayu Yisrael, Ala Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yosef Mishar Umo. So if we didn't have the Mitzrayim experience, we would be no greater than all the other nations. Lo Zachu El Masha Zachu, V'lo Kach HaChalom Hazeh, Shehoya Gorim V'siba El HaGeula, V'HaGeula El Yisrael Mitzad Chashivas Ma'alasam, and therefore this dream must be something very special. So that's why we have all of these drushes that we are about to have. Number one. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rav. Elu Gimel Sare Geyim. Hayotim Yisrael B'chol Dar Vadar. It's referring to three nobles that Hashem puts in B'nai Yisrael in every generation. Pa'amim sheshnayim kan ve'echad be'eretz Yisrael, u'pa'amim sheshnayim be'eretz Yisrael ve'echad kan. Hashem always leaves leaders in B'nai Yisrael to help take care of them. Ge'im, right, people who are, Rashi, ashirim v'krovim l'malchus. Right, people who can help take care of Am Yisrael. Yav Rabbanan Einayu, when the Rabbanan heard this, drasha, they knew who it was, that generation. B'Ravana Ukva, B'Ravana Chant Nechemya, B'nai Barte Derav. Good. Rava Amar number two, Elu Shlosha Sare Goyim, Shemalamdim Tzchus Al Yisrael, B'chol Dar Vador. Three non-Jewish leaders that somehow, right, are, Rashi says, Elu Gimel Sare Goyim, Malachim. What does Rashi mean by that? Right, but the, non-Jewish powers that are Malamei Tzchus, and even though many of the other nations are against, they are Malamei Tzchus. Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, the next pshat, Gefen Zeha Olam. Shlosha Sarigim, Ze Avim Yitzchak V'Yakov. V'hi k'parachas olsa nitsa, elu ha'imahos. Hivshilu ashkeloseha anavim, elu hashvatim. All a reference to the founders of our religion. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, v'chimar lo la'adam ashahaya. Why is the dream going in past tense? Right? Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov were before the Sar HaMashkim. Right? So why would he be seeing something that relates to the past? Follow Ein Maran Lola Adam El Asha Asilius. Only something that is in the future. So Ella gives a different shot. Ella, what might the answer be? This isn't a dream of Nevuah. This is a dream of foundations of the nation. So it started before this dream and it continues after the dream. Okay. Ella Geffen, but he says otherwise. Rabbi Yeshua says, Geffen Zutara, Shlosha Sarigim Elu Moshe V'Aaron U'Miriam, V'Kaparachas Alsa Nitsa Elu Sanhedrin, Hivshilu Ashkelose Anavim Elu Hatzadikim Shebechol Dar Vadar. Right? The leaders of every generation. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Adayin Srichan Anu L'Modai. Rabbi Gamliel says, we still need the words of the Modai. Demukim Le'Lekula V'Chan Makom, because he learns all of the items referencing people or powers at the same time, not different times in history. Rabbi Lezer Amodai Omer, Geffen Zeh Yerushalayim, Shlosh HaSarigim Zeh Mikdash, Melech, V'Kohen Gadol. Right, these are the offices of, doesn't mean any specific, Melech or Kohen Gadol, the offices of the Melech and the Kohen Gadol, they symbolize something. V'hi Kaparachas, also, right, you might even say this alludes to the three crowns, the Kohen Gadol's Kahuna, Malchus, Mikdash is Torah, the source, the center of the Mikdash was the Aron with the Luchos inside. So right here you have the Torah Voda and Gemilas Chasadim, right, the Shlosh Ksarim that are there for Jews. Kesser Torah, Kesser Kuna, Kesser Malchus. Right, so that might refer to these three. Vika Parachas also Nitsa, Elu Pirche Kahuna, the Yom Kohanim, Hivshilu Ashkelosei Anavim, Elu Nisachim. Talking about grapes, so maybe it's referring to the libations, the Nisachim in this case. Good. The Nesachim, remember that, again, there's a lot of different Torah that come up on this daf. Remember the La Torah V'Lamoadim, Rav Zevin, on Parsha Shlach, where he talks about after the Meraglim, and the story, and B'nai Yisrael, we're told they have to be into the Midbar. So what Parshas do we have there? We have the Parsha of Chala and the Parsha of Nesachim. Why Dafka those two? Rashi says, Nesachim, it gives them chizik. Don't think that you're never going to go into Eretz Yisrael. You're still going to do the libations. Nesachim in the future. So, Chala and Nesachim. What is the connection between the two? Nesachim goes up to down. You pour the Nesachim from up on the top of the Mizbech. It goes all the way down through the Shisin. Chala, Tarimu. Tarimu, you lift up. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, if you want to be connected with Kedusha, there are two ways to do it. Either bring the heavens down to earth, or bring the earth up to heavens. That's Chala and Nesachim. And that's Nesachim here, Anavim, Elu Nesachim. Reb Shua ben Levi, next, Mukim La B'matanos. He says it's referring to the gifts that were given to B'nai Yisrael. Dami Reb Shua ben Levi, Geffen Zutora. That's one of the gifts, right? We learned that in Brachas, the three gifts that were given to B'nai Yisrael, and the Ron Nekis B'Yisurin. Shlosha Sarigim, Zebe'er, Amuranan, V'man. The three Sarigim are the three miracles that we were Zocha to in the Midbar. The Be'er, the Amud, and the Anman. Vika Barachas also Nitsa, Elu Habikurim, Hivshilu Ashkelosei Anavim, Elu Nesachim. Again, Bikurim are brought to the base of Megdash. Fascinating Tosfos in Mesachas Baba Basra, whether Bikurim are mitzvos hatulios ba'aretz or not. Right, Trumas and Mais, it's on the land, but Bikurim don't make a tevel if you don't take Bikurim. Bikurim you have to bring to the base of Megdash. Might be more of a din in the Mikdash. Trumas and Maaser has something to do with the base of Mikdash. So it's a fascinating discussion about Bikurim. Again, Tosfos in Sadi Bezish, that area that Tosfos has there, two days, about whether Bikurim are considered mitzvah satzulis baretz. Gemara Mesechas Tainis discusses these three gifts that we were given, Ber, Amudanan, and the Man, and the Gemara there says, if you remember, that each one was Bishus, a different one of the great personalities that were just mentioned up above. Right, the Man was Bishus Moshe, the Be'er was Bishus Miriam, and the Ananei HaKavod were Bishus Aharon. Those are the three, and the Gemara says that eventually they were all removed. Once Moshe Rabbeinu died, all three of them were removed. The Mabit in Beis Elokim discusses, we mentioned this also, Yantiv time, why is it that we have a holiday only for the Ananei HaKavod? There's no holiday for the Man, there's no holiday for the Be'er. Three major miracles. Why do we only have a holiday for one of them? Explains the Mabit. Because, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out of Mitzrayim and takes us into the Midbar, he had to give us bread and water. What, he took out a nation, and he did it in a miraculous way, but he had to give us. The man, the bear, was amazing, but he had to do it. The Anei HaKavod he didn't have to do. Right? The flattening the ground, that type of supernatural protection, that was beyond. That's extra. So that shows his love for us. And even more so, when a parent buys a child, like, basic clothing, you know, that doesn't show the love. You buy him a special watch. Buy him a special. So that shows. That reflects something. Something beyond. So that's also, the Anei HaKavod reflect the special love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Amar, next pshat. Geffen Elu Yisrael. V'cheinu Omer, Geffen Mimitzrayim Tasiya. Right? A Geffen, a vine from Egypt, you will cause to travel. That's B'nai Yisrael. Shlosha Sarigim Elu Shlosha Regalim She Yisrael Olam Bohang B'chol Shana V'shana. Shlosha Sarigim, that's the vines coming out. That's B'nai Yisrael going every year to Yerushalayim. Alila Regal. V'yika Parachas also Nitza. Higia Zmanan Shal Yisrael Lifros Valirbos. It's time. Parachas. It's time for B'nai Yisrael to have a lot of kids. Peruvu V'chein Omer B'nai Yisrael Paru V'yishritzu. Right, that's what the allusion to the Saramashkin B'nai Yisrael are about to have a lot of children. Olsa Nitza Higia Zmanan Shal Yisrael Ligael. And the next part of the process, fascinating. The dream before the Galus already alludes to the Geula. The time has come. V'chein, meaning which makes it sound like the Galus is part of the process of Geula. It's time. What do you mean it's time? The time didn't come yet. The time has come. Right? The roots, the seeds of Mashiach were planted on Tisha B'Av, as Chazal say. V'cheinu Omer, v'yeiz nitzcham al begadai, v'chol ma'abushai eg alti. Hivshilu ashkulah sa'anavim, higiyaz v'anashal Mitzrayim, l'shos kosat ha'reila. And even after that, it's time for the Mitzrayim to be punished. V'hainu dam ha'rava, shlosha kosos amurz b'Mitzrayim lama. Why? What are the three kosos of Peronis, the three times the word kos is used? Lama echad sheshasa bimei Moshe. That's one time they were punished. Vechad sheshasa bimei Paro Necho. That's in the times of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, after he took care of us, he takes care of Paro Necho. Vechad sheshasa lishtos imkol ha'ovdei kachavim. And one in the future when all the nations are going to be punished. Yechezkel. So the whole parak in Yechezkel, parachav heyath or so. After Hashem talks about all the churban of Yerushalayim, he holds also a parak, as there are many prakim in Yeshayahu also, about the punishments of the other nations. Even though what they did to Eretz Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael throughout, but wasn't all justified. There was a lot not, and they will have to stand the judgment as Mitzrayim. Even though we had to go through Mitzrayim, but they will still have to stand the judgment based on what they did. The Rav Schwab talks about the Aliyah L'Regel, which is mentioned here regarding the Shlosha Sarigin, three times that they go up a Chalshana V'Shana. So Rav Schwab notes that the Goran Chagiga also has a reference to the Alila Regel, based on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Mayafu pa'amayach b'na'alayim masnid basnadiv. How beautiful are your shoes. B'na'alayim basnadiv. And he notes, isn't it interesting? When B'nai Yisrael go Alila Regel, they don't wear shoes. They take off their shoes. And the Pasuk that alludes to Alila Regel in Shir HaShirim, Chagiga Daf Gimel, is a lashon of shoes. Right? What exactly is the message? V'hinei, and he quotes, in the Tfilas Musaf, we say, V'hashev Kohanim l'avodasim l'avim l'shir l'zimram v'hashev Yisrael l'nveihem. V'hinei muvan, what's Yisrael l'nveihem? Right? It says, Kohanim to their avod, l'avim to their shira, and Yisrael back to their abodes, back to where they live. So what is that? What are we davening for? So says Rav Schwab, we're davening for the experience of Alila Regel and the ability to bring that experience back to our homes after Alila Regel. Because the purpose of Alila Regel isn't just for those weeks per se, but it's to imbue in our lives the inspiration. She'en Aliyas HaRegel Nigmeres B'Shas Yitzia MiBeis HaMikdash El Yitzia Zu Atzma V'Ashiva L'Bayis Em Kol Ashpoz V'Eslavus Shalom Yitzia MiBeis HaMikdash B'Chlal Avodas Alila Regel Hu. That's part of the Avoda, right? And that's why the Kohen Gadol washes his hands and feet before he puts on his clothes at the end of the Avoda. Because going home is also part of the Avoda, and that's why it says it's when they put on their shoes. Right? Because they put on their shoes and leave. That's part of the Alila Regel, says Rabbi Schwab. It's in the back of my Ambeis HaShoeva on the commentary on Shir HaShir. Okay, we continue. Omar le Rabbi Abba, le Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. Ki darish lehu rab lahani kroi bagadata, kavasech darish lehu. So Rabbi Abba says, to Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, oh, when you darshan these psukim, Right? No, darshan it like you. That was a great one. I really like that one. He says, sure, if you remember Abba, he likes this last one. Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, umazu kegefen nimshala. Right? This nation is compared to a gefen. Zemuro sheba elu bali batim. The zemuros are, the vines are like the ba'ale batim. What does ba'ale batim here mean? Rashi. Ba'ale batin, gomle chesed, umachzikim yideanim, umefazer mamonam lamalchus, bishvalacheim, umeskaimemes al yadam, is the lay leaders, we might call them. Rashi says, ba'ale batin, that's the zmoras. Eshkolos sheba, the clusters of grapes themselves, elo tamid chachamim. Alin sheba, the leaves, elo ame haaretz. Kinoknos sheba, those are the little tendrils, that's the fancy word, that come out, the little, growths, elu reikanim shebi Yisrael, even the empty ones, they're all together on the vine. V'hayinu d'shalchem itam, and that's what it came from, Eretz Yisrael, libay rachamim iskalia al alaya. Let the iskalia, let the clusters, the eshkolos, daven for the alaya, for the leaves. Still mali alaya, lo miskaimin iskalia. Because the leaves protect the clusters. And therefore everybody has to work together in order to be able to exist. Right, and Rashi says, kach ame arth, ame aretz, plow, and they're so to speak, the zvuluns, zorin v'kotrin, mashal tamid chachamim, ochlin. Good. Ve'chareali b'chamisha asar kasef. What did that pasuk mean in Hosea? Amar b'yochanan b'shimer b'shimen yotzadak. Ein kira elashin mechira. Right? Ve'chareal, dig, but really, kamin mechira. Sh'ne'emar b'kivya shekarisi li. Like Avram Avinu says, I said that Yaakov Avinu, quoting Avram Avinu, says, Bechamisha asar, but what does this pasuk mean? What is 15 kasef? It's an illusion. Bechamisha asar is a tesav b'nisan. The first day of Pesach, Shabbo Nigal Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Kesef Eilu Tzadikim, V'cheinu Amer Tzrar HaKesef Lokach Biyado. He took the Tzrar HaKesef in his hand. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the other nations are trying to convince Nebuchadnezzar to come to destroy the base of Mikdash, and he's nervous. He knows what happened to Belshazzar. He says maybe there's going to be they're going to have some merit. And what about the Tzadikim? And they say back, no, Hashem took the Kesef already. The Tzadikim are all exiled. They're already in Bavel. You have nothing to worry about. So that's lakach tzorah kesef biyado. Chomer sa'orim alesach sa'orim. Chomer is 30 sa'ah. Lesach is 15 sa'ah. Elu mem hei tzadikim. These are the 45 tzadikim. Sha'ola miskayim bohem. Right, there's a famous chazal about lamed vav in sukkah. But here is 45. Eni odem shloshim kan v'tesov beret yisrov. Im shloshim beret yisrov v'tesov kan. I don't know who has 30 and who has 15. Kshu omer v'echa shloshim ha'kesef. V'ashlicho so beis Hashem el Ha'otzar, ha'veyomer shloshim, be'eretz Yisrael, v'tesvav kan. Because it says Hashem took 30 and threw it into the base Hashem, that's how you know it's 30. Amar Abaya, v'rubayu, mishtachi b'beik nishta. Detute apsa. Most of them are found in the shul, in the beik nishta, detute apsa. That's under the yatsiya, Rashi says, the mattress, meaning in a hidden place. What does that mean? What does that mean? Says the Ben Yoyada, don't think you know them. Don't think that, you know, all these great tzaddikim are the ones that you think are the great tzaddikim. Al tachshov shetzorach sheyikula mina yiduim v'hamu for samim shebador. Ela adaraba, rubam he me'osam she'enam yiduim. V'im tirtza l'chapes achareyam timse'em me'osam ha'shvelim ha'yoshvim v'beis ha'knesses tachas ha'yatziya. She'enam chashuvim v'nechbadim kol kach b'ni ha'briyas. V'enam me'osam ha'yoshvim rishonim b'malas ramos v'mekomos b'fuarim. They're not sitting on the Mizrach wall, says the Ben Yoyada. And that's what it means here. They're underneath. They're underneath most of them. Okay. V'hayne d'chziv, and that's the pasuk, v'omer aleihem, im tov b'neichem, I say to the other nations, if it's good in your eyes, havu schari v'imlo chadalu, v'yishkalu as schari shloshim kasef. I take out my wages, Rav Yehuda, omer elu shloshim tzadikim mosa olam, shum mosa olam miskayemes, miskayemim aleihem, the righteous Gentiles that the world is miskayim, the umos, that the world is miskayim, they are miskayim through them also. Okay, Ula Amar, a different drasha on this 30. Again, we could have a whole shiur about this next line, but we'll just mention it a little bit. Elu shloshim mitzvos shekiblu aleihem b'nei Noach. This is referring to the 30 mitzvos that b'nei Noach were makabel, b'nei makayim in ela shlosha, but they only fulfill three. What three do they fulfill? Achas, sheim kosin ksubal ascharim, even if they violate Mishkav Zachar, they don't formalize it as a marriage, which is amazing. Even if one allows something, would you legalize it? Right? Would you legalize it? So at least they don't legalize it, says the Gemara. Wow. The acha shein shoklin basar ames b'makolin. Number two, even rachmana litzlan, there are, I guess, cannibals out there. They don't treat the meat in the same way as other meat. Again, this is not just referring to any umos ha'olam, obviously. It's referring to certain barbarians that are out there that have cannibalism. The acha shemachad nes haTorah. Okay, they have covered haTorah. In what way? Again, we're not sure exactly what this is referring to. But either way, the question is, 30 mitzvahs? 30 mitzvahs? Aren't there seven? Aren't there seven? So what do you mean 30? There should be seven, right? And they only do three of them? These three of them are not part of the Sheva mitzvahs either. Unless you say that the Mishka Behema is part of Arayos. Kavanat Torah is not one of them. Psara Meis is not one of them. So how do you work this? So if we look, here Rashi says, Shlosha mitzvos, Lonis Parshu. It's not been explained, Rashi says on the bottom. Umehacha hutakayalot. This is where you learn it from. But lonis parshu, it has not been explained. If you look in the Reb Bezalel Ronsberg here, he says, look in the Asara Ma'amara. So the Rami Panu, right? That's the Ramami Panu goes through. That's quoted here. He goes through all of them and figures out what the 30 are. And all the Achronim quote that Rami Panu to try to figure out what are these 30. The Sefer Chinuch, it doesn't quote it, I don't think, but if you remember, the Sefer Chinuch talks about how the seven are really categories. They're categories. They're not seven Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Right? In Tzchanan, in Taftei Zayin, the Sefer Chinuch discusses in Slosis Aveh, the Isser of coveting, he says, Goyim are also included in the Isser of coveting. They're not allowed to covet. And yet, where is that on the list? It's included in Gezel. Well, we mentioned that Sefer Chinuch many times. Al titma lomar. Don't be metame and say, how could it be that they're included if it's not one of the Sheva mitzvahs? He says, gam kol bnei odom mechuyavim balafishi anaf lemitzvahs gezel. She achas min Sheva mitzvah shenestavu lem kol bnei ha'olam. Right? And that's it's included. And just like Arayas has a lot, and Gezel has a lot, it's all included. It's just that for Bnei Yisrael, Hashem made them many different mitzvos. That's Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos, says Yisrael. And for Umos HaOlam, they are one mitzvah. The Torah Tamima even, it's a fascinating suggestion, the Torah Tamima even tries to say, well, maybe I have an idea how you get 30. How you get 30? If you assume like the Ramban who says that dinim doesn't just mean like the Rambam, court to judge the other six, but dinim means setting up a working society, the Ramban says. Setting up a society that prevents gezel and pay your workers on time, v'chulu. So setting up a court, so says the Torah Tamima in Bracious. He says, look in the beginning of Baba Kama and Dav Dalad. Remember the Gemara there had the list of the Avos Nezikim. 24 Avos Nezikim. 24 Avos Nezikim. Not just 4 Avos Nezikim. What are they? Gezel, Kefel. And if you add them all up, right, 24 Avos Nezikim. So but one of them is Gezel. So take that one off. So 23 plus Sheva Mitzvos Noach equals 30. Right, that's the Torah Tamima. The problem is that on that list there's a few Gezel, there's Kefel, there's Dalav. Hey, again, that's his suggestion. That's how you get 30. Again, many of them, most of the Mefarshim here try to fit it together. It could be, I think Rav Asher Weiss writes about this in one place. It doesn't say here that these the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach and it's Tavu. This could be something totally different. Shlosha mitzvos shekiblu aleihem bnei noach. They were makabel. When were they makabel? How they were makabel? Doesn't say anything about it. It's tavu. Might not be an issue of putting together the 7 and the 30. This might be referring to something else. And Rashi saying lonis parshu, there might be something deeper about Rashi. Right? We don't know exactly where this was, you know, accepted and mekuba. But either way, it's a big discussion. It's an important chazal just to be aware of. Good. Says the Gemara back to Gid Hanasha. Veiner noig ba'of. There's no Isser Gid Hanasha by oaf, by birds, because the Mishnah said it doesn't have a kaf. Doesn't have that rounded piece of flesh. V'aka chazina deslay, it does. It does have this spoon-shaped flesh on top of the thigh bone. Islay below agel. It's not so circular. V'ay Rabbi Yirmiyah. Islay la'of v'agel. Islay la'vema v'lo agel mai. What happens if you have a, more of a, like a mutation? You have an ugil one by a bird, you have a non-ugil one by a behema. So, basa didazlina, and you go by the specific one, you have to go. If it's rounded, yes, there's the isser, and if not, not. O basa mineazlina, or do you go by its type, its species, right, and not dafka each one? Teku, so that is, that question is not answered. We find this type of question in many areas of halacha. right, many areas of halacha. The Rashba here says, brings it up. The Rashba says, V'yem tomar, amai lo pshitalei basar didei, why don't you prove that you go after, you know, you go by the specific one, mitfilin. From tfilin. Titanya, iter meniach bismolo shel yamin kol adam. A lefty puts it on his left, which means his weaker hand on the right arm. So why do you prove from there, from tefillin, that you go by each and every one? Comparing tefillin to Hilchos Gidanashe. V'yish betartzim. No, no, no. There is different by tefillin because it says yadcha. So yadcha is a special din, yad keha, xeris aksav. And others say, maybe, acher mamru, put this on the list also, of the story halachas, tahacha de'ika lemezal basar minei, maybe you should go after the category, because the whole source is based on Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu was a specific type, right? He was a person. Specific type. My Yaakov umino sheyeshlem kaf, avkoshu umino yeshlem kaf. Umenatamazeh nechletzu, the same nechleku, another machlokes, what about chalitza? What do you do by chalitza? The foot by chalitza? Okay, this is a halacha that comes up many times. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a whole couple of pages on lefties, all the halachas, like 88 halachas, or minhagim, or ideas that might be totally on the lefty-righty issue. Okay, teikus, no answer is given. V'noig b'shalil, the isra of Gidanashe applies to the shalil, the fetus. Amar Shmuel, the chelbo, but mutal adivri akol. The Mishnah quoted a machlokes, back on Peites. Mishnah quoted a machlokes about the Gidanashe, and then says, chelev, right, noig b'shalil, b'yuda omar ein noig b'shalil, the chelbo mutter. So is that line of chelbo mutter referring to everybody? There's a machlokes about the gid of the shalil, but the chelev is mutter according to everyone. That's what Shmuel says. The chelva mutter l'divrei akol. Says the Gemara, really? Chelva demai. Which chelva is mutter according to everybody? Right, we had this little shakal v'tari earlier. Ilema de shalil. The chelev of the fetus is mutter v'amiflet pligi bay. It's not true. There's a machlokas about it. Right, Rabbi Meir says, etanya noig b'shalil v'chelva aser divrei Meir. Remember, Rabbi Meir says that a fetus, remember, ben pakua, ben teschai, has the status of an animal. So Rabbi Meir would say, the chelev is aser. Rabbi Yehuda amar einu noig b'shalil v'chelva mutter. V'yamar Rabbi Elazar, amar Rabbi Yoshia, machlokas b'ben tishachai. V'olach Rabbi Elazar shitasa, Rabbi Yehuda shitasa. Question mark. So the chelev that Shmuel is talking about can't be talking about the chelev of the shalil. V'ela chelbo the gid. Is it talking about the chelev of the gid? Hamiflat pligiba. That's also a machlokas. The Tanya gid anasha mechatei achra b'chol makam shehu v'chodek shamno meikaro. Divrei Meir. Meir said you have to get it all out. Rabbi Yehuda omer gomo imashofi. You know, just smooth it out. You don't have to get it all out. So what's Shmuel referring to that everybody agrees that the chelev is mutter? Liolam chelbot the gid. Really, it's referring to the chelev of the gid. And everybody agrees mutter. Aye, Remeir says you have to get it out. That's a din d'rabanan. Umoda Shmuel, do the Remeir midrabanan aser. It's only asking midrabanan. When the Mishnah says, when Shmuel explains the Mishnah and says the chelev is mutter, that's referring on a daraisa level. But in a chinami, Remeir says it midrabanan, it's mutter. Detanya, v'sham no mutter, v'yisrael kadoshim, no agubo iser, as we discussed yesterday. So my lab isn't that line, Rabbi Meir he, don't remember mutter, v'natar, v'asim midrabanan. Isn't that braisa referring to Remeir shita? That it's a chumra midrabanan, but on a daraisa level, everybody agrees that it's mutter? So Remeir says, who says? Mimai delma Rabbi Yehuda, maybe that's Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's mutter, and he's being machmir on a midrabanan level. Aval Rabbi Meir, be the raisa nami aser. Maybe Rabbi Meir said this asur, the chelev of the gid is asur midaraisa. Maybe I said lo sakataitach. You can't suggest that to Tanya, because we have the following braisa. Gid an asha mechati lacharev v'chom akum shu v'shamno mutter. So get rid of it, but the shuman is mutter. So man shamas le de isle chatita. Who had the line that you have to try to get rid of it? Rabbi Meir v'kamer shamno mutter. And therefore it must be, and that's what Shmuel is referring to. So when Shmuel says chelev is mutter, it means midaraisa, even though Rabbi Meir says that it is Asur Drabanan. The Ritva wonders here, so why is the Mishnah so misleading according to that? It says it's mutter even though it's Asur Drabanan. Okay, the Ritva discusses. Amar Rav Yisrael bar Shmuel bar Marsa Amar Rav lo Asra Torah Ella, very Yisodesik Machlokas, which we'll come back, once I get back to later in the Perek, Ella Kinoknos Shebo. Rav says, the Isra of the Gidanashe is only the offshoots of the Gidanashe. The actual Gidanashe is inedible. And that can't be what the Torah is asuring. And therefore it's just the softer, edible offshoots of the Gidanashe. Ula Amar Etu Vatarachiva Alav. Ula said, no, it's the gid itself. You're right, it's inedible. The Torah asks it anyway. Etu Vatarachiva Alav. The Rashba says, this is the same as Amachokas that comes up later on. Yesh Begidah Beno Sein Tam or Edi Begidah Beno Sein Tam. Tosas here, Dibraskul Ula says, no, it's a different Machlokas. Gotta figure out exactly what the difference in the Machlokas is, but it's a different Machlokas. Why would the Gemara use different phrases if it's the same Machlokas? Amar Abaya, Kavasi Ula Mistavra, I think Ula's right, who says it's inedible, but the Torah still asers, and it's the actual gid. Tamar of Sheshes, Amar of Asi, Chutin Shebechelev Asurin, Chutin and the Chelev are Asur Midrabat, Ve'en Chayav and Alayan. But there's no Isser Karis for them. Alma, Chelev Amar Achman of Alochutin, the Chutin and the Chelev are Asur, but because it's not what the Torah says, it's only Asur Drabanan. So Achanami, Gid Amar Achman of Alochunuknos. It says gid. So you're going to tell me it's not the gid, it's only the offshoots, so therefore it has to be the actual gid. Rav Sheshe says, like, Abaye says, like Ula holds. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Gufa. And Hashem, the next two dafim, next couple of dafim will be put up from the last cycle. And then Hashem will continue, next time.